Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Taste Engineering is the Next Skill After Prompts, Context, and Loops.
And when I first saw that title, I thought, taste, that sounds a bit fluffy for a business conversation.
It's the reaction the article earns. Brett maps out the stages we've already been through with AI. Prompting got us useful answers. Context engineering meant the model actually knew your business before it said anything. Intent engineering made us specific enough to get what we meant, not just what we literally said.
He has a great line in there. Most disappointing AI output is still a context problem wearing an intelligence costume.
Which is true. Then loops came in, where the agent checks its own draft against your stated intent and keeps refining. Four stages, one thread. Every one made the agent better at building the thing, but none of them told us whether the thing was worth building.
So execution is basically solved, and now we're stuck on something harder.
That's the argument. The constraint has moved. When execution was difficult, a mediocre idea built reasonably well still stood out. Now an agent can execute almost any idea competently. Everyone has access to the same models, the same context engineering, the same loops. Competence stops being the differentiator.
And Brett's line on that is sharp. This is art, this is not art. That call has always been human, and it is becoming the whole game.
Exactly. And that's where taste engineering sits. He defines it as applying human judgment, elegance, and restraint to what an agent produces, knowing when to accept it, reject it, or send it back.
And he's clear it's not a prompting technique.
Not at all. It sits above all of that. A loop can check whether an output hits the criteria you gave it. Only a person can look at the result and recognize whether it's actually good, the way a good editor recognizes a strong sentence, or a good architect recognizes a room that works.
Okay, I buy that. What does it actually look like in practice? Because taste still sounds abstract.
He gives a concrete example. An agent drafts 10 variations of a landing page headline. All 10 are grammatically sound, on brief, technically correct. Taste is the person who reads all 10 and picks the one that will make someone stop scrolling and can say why the other 9, though correct, were flat.
It's not about what's wrong with the 9. They're all fine. It's about which one is actually right.
And he extends it to workflow automation. It looks like reviewing a workflow before it goes live and asking, not does this work, but does this feel right for how this business actually operates, or did we just build what was easiest to automate?
That one hits. I think a lot of businesses automate what's easy to automate and then wonder why it doesn't feel like them.
He also makes a point about client reports. An agent assembles one perfectly to spec. A person still reads it end to end before it goes out, because spec and judgment are not the same test.
All right, so taste matters. Can you actually build it, or is it just something some people have and others don't?
Both, he says. Some instinct is natural, but most of what reads as instinct is pattern recognition, built from looking at a lot of finished work, good and bad, and noticing what actually separates the two.
So it's a muscle you can deliberately train.
Yes. Look at more finished work in your field than you currently do. Get specific about naming why something works instead of just feeling that it does. Keep a list of the small choices that separate what you'd ship from what you wouldn't. The agent keeps getting better at execution. It will not develop your taste for you.
That's the line that stuck with me. It augments your execution. It doesn't replace your judgment.
And the article lands on what looks like a durable split. Execution, building, checking, refining is heading toward the agent almost entirely. Judgment, deciding what's actually good and why, is heading toward the human. Wherever the frontier moves next, that split is worth holding on to.
So this week, I'm going back to one AI output I already approved and judging it properly. Not does this clear the bar of technically fine. Would I actually ship it?
That's straight from the article's action list. Mine is to ask, is this good, as a separate question from is this correct on the next output I review. They are not the same test, and only one of them can be automated.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth reading the whole thing.
And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book that at anabu.ai as well.
Good conversation.
See you on the next one.